Are you afraid of snakes?
Am I afraid of snakes? Well, I tell you what, I was not so much afraid of snakes as much afraid of her. So I was going to get all wet on the, you know, it was raining, it happened to be wet and everything, so I said, what the heck with this, dear, let's go back to the camp.
Yeah.
And so that's what we did. Nothing happened out there in the woods, I'll tell you honestly. And so I had heard something about this gal from some other guy in there ahead of time anyhow, what relationship this other guy had with her, so I didn't want to go. I didn't want anything to do with the guy. So that's the reason I didn't want to tell her my name. Because she wanted to probably follow me up in California or something. And so anyhow, we left the next morning to...
This is St. Louis, right?
From St. Louis, and took that road. Now, you know, the next important point was Colorado Springs, where we unloaded a lot of our baggage in the campground and left it there in the campground and took a ride up to the top of Pike's Peak. In the Model T Ford. And it was, the car was light. We dumped all our baggage, so it was light. And we drove up
Was that low gear road?
Yeah, a lot of it. Low gear. Push the pedal, you know, your foot on the pedal. Make it low gear. You had to hold it tight.
I understand that.
Oh, the Model T Ford only had three pedals. The left one was low gear. The middle one was... the right one was the brake, and the middle one was neutral. Now, something like that. Mm-hmm. Seemed like to me there were three pedals on the Model T. I might be wrong about that, but I still have the manual of them.
Do you?
Yeah, still have the gun manual.
Okay.
And so, well, anyhow, Colorado Springs, we're up top Pike's Peak. And we had a picture taken up there. I showed you of it. I think it's 14,000 some odd feet. We came down, and then we went to, now in those days, now mind you, I told you there was no paved roads. So the signs along the highway, we were going to go to our next destination was to see the Grand Canyon. So going down the road from Colorado Springs, we went south through Rattoon, over the Rattoon Pass, got down to Santa Fe, New Mexico, and we saw all these signs going directing us to which way is the best way to go west. And some said to go through Albuquerque and Gallup, and some said go through Springerville. So how would we know which way to go? So we decided we went south through Albuquerque, and we turned west at Socorro, New Mexico, on highway what I don't know now, and into through Springerville. And that led us out into Holbrook, Arizona. Okay, Holbrook. I am sorry I do not have my diary with me at the present time, although I do have it back in Grants Pass, which you may look at anytime you want to. But anyhow, we got to Flagstaff, and then there was a couple of different roads you could go to the Grand Canyon at that time. So we decided to go up from Flagstaff up to Grand Canyon and come back by way of Williams, Arizona, which we did. All muddy and rainy and mud deep roads. We got the Grand Canyon. This is one little incident I'd like to recount. We're not supposed to. There was not a campground, but you're not supposed to get. It had signs, no camping. But we wanted to have lunch, so we pull out our. We went into one of these places that said no camping, and we pull out our Coleman stove, gasoline stove. And make some coffee or something, made a sandwich. Along come a park ranger and says, you're not supposed to do any camping here. I said, we're not camping, we're just having our lunch. Just having our lunch. So he says, okay, have your lunch. Okay, goodbye. So that was our experience in Grand Canyon. Now, I don't know if that was the first time I've been to Grand Canyon or not, but I've been there several times. since or before. I believe it was the first time. I'm not sure about that.
Was the El Tovar Hotel there?
Yeah, the El Tovar was there. And we went to the canyon. I've had my pictures taken.
Did you go down on the mule?
Been down on the donkeys, but I kind of, I wish I had it, but I don't know if today I can negotiate a donkey or not. But anyhow, then we came back through Williams, all muddy road. It had been raining. I never saw so much mud in all my life. And we came down then from the Grand Canyon, and we came down, got to Williams, and then we went west on what is partially now 40, but it was then at the time we went to Seligman and Pete Springs. The highway doesn't go through that today. And also we went to Oatman. First it was Kingman. That's where you turn off to go to Las Vegas. And then...
Was it Needles?
And
there you got down there?
At that time we went through Oatman. The highway doesn't go through Oatman today. It goes down to Tolcock. And to Needles. In those days we went to Amboy and Ludlow, Daggett, and when we got to Victorville, that's the first paved road we had seen in days.
Days or
in
months?
Days. That's the first we've seen in days. Okay, when we got to Victorville, we said, California, here we come. We come down Cajon Pass and down into California. And it was warm, and we sure was glad to get here.
Now, when did you get back from your trip? What was the date?
Oh, I got back, I think it was September 19th, 1923.
September 19th?
Yeah.
And did you have to, what about your job?
I didn't have a job. And when I got back, I found my dad had married, and his wife that he had married, it was an old girlfriend he had known in Louisville, Kentucky. And all she married him for was to get his money. And when he sold the house that I had lived in and on Heliotrope Drive, all my paraphernalia, historical stuff, and all of my personal things, it was luckily my brother had packed them up and saved them for me, or I wouldn't have what I have today. You know, I found myself living in a house behind a lot on West Adams in Los Angeles, West Adams Street. My dad married, and she got his money, half of it,
which wasn't too much.
I can't think of it now.
Yeah.
I have it down someplace. I think I do.
Yeah. And he was married to her about how long?
Oh, about 2-3 months.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
All she married him was for his money, and she got most of it.
Yeah.
Because they sold the house on Heliotrope Drive,
yeah.
See?
She got all that.
Well, half of it, or so, that's a California law, is in mutual community property.
Mm-hmm.
Well, most of it, he had a mortgage on it, he didn't have too much in it.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean? So actually, he was practically broke. So see, when I came back here, and I came back with Everett Kennedy, my boyfriend, and we went to that place on West Adams, that just threw me.
Yeah.
I couldn't stand that.
Mm-hmm.
So, now, my brother probably will not agree with this, but I was independent. I couldn't support the whole family. I was too young to understand all that, so I moved out. And I went to a boarding house on the Hoover Street it's on Hoover near West Adams. I went into a boarding house. Paid $45 a month and had three other boys in the room.
Oh,
room and board. For $45 a month, you can't beat that.
Yeah.
Oh, let me tell you this though, when I come back I had to get a job. So I went around to employment agency, I couldn't find it. So on the street one day, I run into my old boss. And he said, well, hello, here you go. And I said, hello, Mac, what are you doing? He said, what are you doing? I don't know, I'm looking for a place. He says, why don't you come up to see me? Being very naive as I was, I didn't know what he wanted to see me about. So I went up to see him. He says, how would you like to come to work? Oh, I says, fine. Fine. I quit at $135 a month. I got my job back for $125. Mm. So I went back to work. And maybe latter part of September, October of 1923, and I had that job the rest of my life, my working life.
How many years?
44 years I worked there.
Wow.
And I worked there till I retired January 1, 1965.
Yeah.
But I had some vacation coming, so I get a kick out of this retirement and vacation periods. And when I first went there, I worked at 1 o'clock every Saturday. I worked 5.5 days every week.
Mm-hmm.
See? And then, gradually, it got to be that, we moved into, from 6th and Hill, where the office was, we moved into the building on 5th Street, the Sunkist building. And I took, being a little photographer, and this was beside the point that I was working for Sunkist. But I went on the top of the library and I took pictures, the progress pictures of the Sunkist building being built.
Oh yeah.
See.
And now today.
Now wait a minute. Here, listen. I'm jumping a little bit here, but see, let me tell you something about how I met Dottie. How about that? I met Dottie. When I left on this trip in 1923, my dad was going around with a girl that he met in Louisville. And I told him, I says, listen, Dad, you don't want to get married. But I guess he did while I was gone. And by the time I got back, he was separated from her. And they sold the house where I used to live in. And I was just lost. And but the gal that he married knew a couple by the name of Weaver. And so one day I lost track of the Weavers. And I always liked the radio. I listened to radio all my life. And where I went to was boarding house, I'd put on an outdoor antenna. But one day, I'll tell you what, one day I was in a boarding house and I had this radio I was listening to, and I heard it said, this program is put on by the dance school, the House of Weaver, the Weaver School of Dancing. That's it, Weaver School of Dancing. So I remember the Weavers because I met them when Dad was around. I mean, he still is, of course. So I looked him up one day. I looked the Weavers up one day. Now this is going along around 1924 now, or 1925, I forget the year. So I called up the radio station and found out where the Weavers were living. And so I found out, and I went up there and I called on one day, and who should behold but answered the door but some nice looking girl. So I went in and they introduced me to her as Dorothea Thoroughby. And it develops that her mother and dad sent her from these Weavers were cousins of this girl's father, a mother, who lived in Salinas, and they sent Dottie down to the Weavers to get some polish because she was a tomboy in high school. Yeah, to get some polish in the school of dancing.
Uh-huh.
So she took a colored person's parts in dancing. She brought blackface, you know.
Yeah.
And she did very well.
She did that?
She did that in the school of dancing.
Was it in movies or?
Well.
In theater?
I don't know for sure. I don't think it got too far along. But the Carter Reel of School of Dancing, and Dottie went there and she did all this, and she was a blackface comedian, you know, and she did that. And I met her when her weavers opened the door.
Yeah. Now she was she sent down not here? Not was her. She sent down here to
from Salinas,
kind of to get away from home because of
to get some polish.
Just to get some polish, or was it because she was down here to get her divorce?
No, not that.
It was that was that, before that.
That I think she got married. I a divorce deal. They never lived together. This was a just a temporary, very temporary deal.
Yeah, yeah.
No, that wasn't down there to get.
That wasn't at that.
I time. Don't think so. I don't think so. From all I know now is she got down here. Now this was in 1925 or so.
25, but that was before she graduated from high school. Didn't she graduate in 26?
Well, it could be now. That could be after she graduated from high school.
I mean,
because now here's the deal. Okay. She graduated from high school in 1926. And then she went down to Occidental College.
Yeah, but between the time when she was like a junior or senior in high school, she met this construction worker and they got married and the family was embarrassed, and so
I don't know too much about that.
He moved away and
I don't know. Here's a kid.
She was sent down to
never lived with him.
Right. But she was sent down to Southern California
after she graduated from high school.
To the Weavers.
To the Weaver School of Dance.
To wait for the divorce.
Well, could be. That could be the thing. That could be. Yeah. Did Daddy say too much about that to you?
No. Well, I've just sort of heard about it.
Put it together.
Along the line.
Okay. Well,
and
that's good.
It sounded like she was down in Southern California the first time during her high school to kind of hush up the divorce situation.
I'm not too sure about that. I'm not too sure about it. I do know that she graduated from Salinas High School in 1926. Which we went to 50 years later in a reunion just recently.
Yeah. Well, I was just wondering, or kind of thinking about why she would be down here in 25 and
before she graduated.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure about that.
If it weren't for that situation,
I'm not sure about that. Well, let me tell you this now. See, I met her there, in the Carter School of Dancing. So then, you know what? I met her there, and I asked the Weavers if I could go. If they mind if I took her out and went around with her. And I don't recall all the details about that. I really don't. I really don't. But I do remember that that she after her she came down to Occidental, or stayed here. I forget which, and. We went around together then, in Occidental, when she went to Occidental College. Mm-hmm. Now this must have been 1928. It must have been around then. And we went around, we went hiking together up in the mountains, and I showed you a picture of her and me in the Sturman's camp, and on the trail I asked her if she'd get married.
Uh-oh.
And she said, let's wait. I can't now, because she had to go back to Salinas to help her. She just went 1 year in college in Occidental, so she had to go back to Salinas to go with her brother to school in San Jose. So, believe it or not, I never had any more correspondence with her after that. She went to San Jose and went with her brother in San Jose State or whatever it was.
And that's where they lived together.
That they had a house.
A house.
Not unbeknownst to her mother and father, they had a house and they kept house.
It was very shocking at the time.
Yeah.
To be living with another.
So well, it was her brother.
Yeah, yeah, it was her brother, but still so, at that time.
And so. So
the school didn't approve of it.
Nothing ever came up about that.
Yeah.
But anyhow, the thing of it was, she wrote to me. Now, mind you, I don't know. I was a very naive, very naive. After approximately, or a little less than a year, She wrote to me. She's, you remember I told you on the trail, or if I'm mm-hmm. out, I asked her to get married. She says, wait. Mm-hmm. She says, I'll take you up on that.
Oh. After you hadn't heard from her.
We hadn't corresponded for a long time. I'd just give it up.
Yeah.
And not knowing that I could say, well, I don't want you anymore, not knowing that, I just said, well, I guess so. I asked you, maybe I better go through with it. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So what happened? Now, mind you, we got married in August, so I went up there on a train.
Okay, let me back up just a little bit.
Go ahead.
Okay. What was the streetcar incident? You were on the streetcar.
Mm-hmm.
I want to hear about that.
I never forget that. One time, I had to forget where I lived at one time. But I was on a streetcar going home. And here was Daddy going home to where the Weavers lived. She was going home too. Wasn't that a coincidence?
Yeah.
I don't recall the conversations at the time or anything like that.
But you met her again on the streetcar.
I never met her again on the streetcar. Yeah. You recall that to me. I forgot all about that.
Yeah.
And now these Weavers, now, you know, both. All these people, and the amazing part of this, I've lived, outlived all these people.
Yeah.
And so I went up there on the train, you know.
This is after you proposed to her?
After she accepted.
Accepted.
I wanted to know if I was. So I went over and we went out and we talked, went out in the car and we talked out there on the road someplace in the park about what we'd do and what we wouldn't do, and you know, all that. And so...
Well, what do you mean? Like,
what our plans for after we got married?
Uh-huh. What were your plans? Do you remember?
Well, you know, my plans were, you know, I generally worked for a year, saved up for a vacation and take trips.
Uh-huh.
I was never saving up for the future. Never saving up for the future.
That's a change from now.
You're not kidding. You know, I'm profiting by the later years of my life now.
Yeah.
So, in passing, I would like to say, if I'd have done more what Daddy would want me to do and been proper in doing, I'd been well off, a lot more well off than I am today. But I wanted a home. I liked a home. I didn't like to just live in a home to build it up and then move to another home.
That's what she wanted to do.
Well, in a way.
She wanted to invest in property.
She liked to invest in property.
And you wanted to invest
in real estate. Well, I didn't. Passing, one time particularly, when I was in L.A., and her aunt that came here from Sterling, Colorado, we went out to look at some places out near West Covina, which is now West Covina. Mm-hmm. West Covina. Mm-hmm. And I could have bought a piece of property cheap. Well, she thought we'd live out there or move out there, and I'd have to come in town on a streetcar.
Yeah.
I didn't like that. No. But if I had, I'd have made a lot of money on the property I bought purchased.
But you wouldn't have been happy at the time.
Yeah, you have to consider that, being happy.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Sure.
So.
Well, anyway, we left you off you were going up to Salinas to see... You'd propose, she accepted.
Oh, yeah. I accepted, and we went, and we decided to get married. And so I went up there on the train, and we went out in the woods on a park or someplace and talked about what we'd do when after we got married and this and that. So it wasn't amount to Dad. Dad came up with me on the train. No, we drove up in my car. I had an old Chandler, 1929 Chandler.
Oh.
Chandler. With the top down. Now this was the big mistake.
Oh.
This Chandler, I left the top at home. But we got married August 11th, 1930. But Dad was there. But there was no pictures taken of the wedding. I don't have them anyhow. And, you know, I was picture conscious.
Yeah.
No wedding pictures. I have no wedding pictures. But because her folks, you know, see, Dottie was, out of the five children, she was the next to the last youngest. See?
Yeah.
So what would happen? We had this Chandler, and we got married, rice throwing, all that. I can remember that.
And well, I remember you telling, too, about my grandfather Thurlby looking at the diamond ring.
Oh, the diamond ring that I gave, that which is your mom's dining ring.
Grandmother. Penina Bus's ring.
No, well, it was your mother's. That was your mother's ring.
My mother's ring, but it was your mother's ring. It was your mother's ring that you gave her.
Well, it goes way back in the family.
The diamond
belonged
to your mother.
But the diamond belonged to my mother, and I had it made into a ring that I carried out of war for a long time.
Oh, I see.
And I took that diamond out and made it an engagement ring for your mom.
Yeah, it was your mother's ring. When she died, you got her ring.
Yes. Yeah. So I took that diamond out and made it into a ring. I wore it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I got married, I made it a ring and gave it to your mom.
Yeah. And you were really kind of put off by the fact
that they got her dad.
That her dad, a jeweler, had looked at it through the glass.
Oh, that was really checked it out. Go
ahead. Yeah.
And see how good it was and all this. I don't know what the quality was. But anyhow,
the diamond that I have now.
And is that the one? Oh, no kidding. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, that one.
What's this one?
That's the one that I
got in
marriage. That's the one I got when I was married, this one. And that one's the one.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
There's a lot of sentiment behind those things, isn't there?
Yeah, right.
So look, after we got married then, her brother Nye, who's not living anymore, always great for tricks. And he got some part of the distributor out, so I couldn't get the car started. Well, they finally relented and they put it in there, and we got started. And went to San Francisco after the wedding. Mm-hmm. Went to San Francisco. You know where we stayed all night? At the Mark Hopkins Hotel, and we paid $9 for a room.
Oh, wow.
A Mark Hopkins.
Yeah.
At the top of the Mark.
Yeah.
We did.
Was the Fairmont there?
Yeah. Now listen, we stayed there all night. And we didn't let, I don't think we let them know that we were married. I don't know. But then the next day.
You didn't let them know you were married?
I doubt it. I'm not sure about that.
Because?
They might, I don't know. I'm not sure about that.
Because they might have.
Well, we were married, but I registered man and wife, of course, you know. But I don't recall if we were just married or honeymoon. That's it.
Oh, because they would have made a big deal.
Might have. Mm. But you know, the next day, and I've always heard about the Russian River. Do you know about the Russian River? I've always heard about the Russian River. So I said, now you know, Dottie had never done any traveling in her life.
Mm.
Never had done her traveling. So she wanted to get away from home. So we went up to Russian River. We went on the boats and we stayed there all night. We went up all the way to.
That was near Fort Ross.
Fort Bragg. And we went all up the Redwood Highway, and we went to Oregon Caves.
Yeah, but you went on some kind of railroad up there,
too. Oh, yeah. Did we do on that, on our honeymoon? I forget. Did we?
Some skunk
Fort
railroad.
Fort Bragg, skunk railroad. We could have done that. I'm not sure.
I think so.
I have been on it.
Mm-hmm.
And we went on that. Okay. Then
the skunk railroad was.
That was at Ukiah, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went. We went to on up Crescent City, you know, and we went up to Oregon, to the Oregon Caves.
Yeah, and that's where you looked through the caves when you had lanterns and things, through the dark caves.
It's all different now.
It's all lighted.
And you know, it's just a couple of months ago that I went through the second time.
Really?
Just
50 years later.
Yes, that's right. We went to Oregon, and I'll never forget. We went to a motel, and we had to go around and choose a motel. I think we paid $2 a night just to stay in a motel.
Hmm.
Okay, then we went to Crater Lake, and she liked to ride horses. She liked to ride horses.
Mm-hmm.
She had boots proper, and so we went and ran the horses, and we rode horses. I didn't particularly care about it. And then we came back home.
You just went to Oregon Caves and then returned?
And then went to Crater Lake.
Crater Lake.
Returned.
And then we
returned home. No freeways, you understand.
Yeah.
No freeways.
35 miles an hour?
Well, a little faster on the highway. Oh, 99. And we went back to Heliotrope Drive, and I drove into